Welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with the birthday girl.
Yeah, big day, huh?
Who doesn't take a day off for her birthday? That's my mother.
Why would I do that?
Well, you know, some might like to sleep in, to
relax.
But I'm
spending it with my daughter.
Oh.
So that's
good answer. Good answer.
I think that you should, you know, for people who were listening last week and knew that you fell and broke your wrist.
Yes.
Let's tell them.
I didn't just fall. I dance jammed.
You dance jammed.
Yes.
All of the nurses and the doctors when you had surgery 2 days ago were all saying that's how this happened, that this is the girl who dance jammed into a broken wrist.
But I'm here. I'm feeling good.
Oxycontin post-op. Will do that.
Nope. I'm not on any pain meds at the moment. Nope. Yeah. I'm doing okay. On the mend. Glad to be on this side of the surgery.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So I'm just going to need to, you know, adjust the wardrobe a little bit for the next few weeks. I was trying to try on, I had ordered a dress before this happened for an event in April, and I was trying to try it on because I'm going to have to return it if it doesn't fit. And it was a little awkward.
Did you get it on?
I mean, kind of, but not really. I might need to have you help me. My husband was worthless with that.
Yeah. So he's only good at taking things off.
I mean, he's getting better at the bra situation. But Grant, let me just tell you, just, you know, if you are partnered, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, it is really helpful as a guy to know how to hook a bra, not just to unhook it.
That's a great tip.
Because you never know.
You never know when it's going to be in the reverse. I'm going to write that down. Thank you.
And my husband had somehow made it all these many, many years without that expertise. And then this morning, trying to put my hair in a ponytail.
Has no idea how to do
that. So that I could take a shower.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm like, how is it this hard? You have two working hands and wrists. How is it possible?
But wait a minute, Allie. He used to wear his hair in a ponytail.
He was that sensitive ponytail man when I met him.
I just remember the first time I ever saw him.
That was the first thing to go when we started dating.
He had his hair in a ponytail, and I thought,
I said, I'm like, how?
How did he do his?
He doesn't remember.
Okay, too many years
easier on himself, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, we have, well, you know what's happening right now.
Right this very minute
I
as we
was
speak.
Trying to look before we came on the air. The Diane von Furstenberg collection launched at Target today.
3 a.m. you could
Is
go
that right?
on. Yeah, but it's a little later now. So, the collection
okay
has
well let
dropped.
Us know, you guys, what did you get? Are it looks like things are still available. It didn't look like
maybe
things
they've
were
made more this time. Maybe they, you know,
I don't know.
Well, I kind of have a feeling
they don't ever want to be left with overstock.
No, but
on these.
They've been advertising it so much. They have over 200 different items. Obviously they've got all the dresses for women and girls, a lot of plus size, I saw. And they have home decor and beauty, and they've even got some made-to-order furniture with the prints, her prints.
The sheets are really cute.
I thought so, too. I like those. I might want to check those out and see if any of those are left.
I did, you know, as I was just browsing, like, just now, I didn't feel like there were that many clothing items, and I wonder if that's because some of them are already sold out and they've already pulled them down.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But, you know, anybody who knows about Diane von Furstenberg knows usually those wrap dresses and all sell for about $350 or more.
Yeah.
And most of the items, other than the furniture, that starts at $300, but everything else is between $4 and $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they certainly are good deals.
And most of the dresses are more like $40.
Yeah, so. Right. And you can go to Target.com or obviously
Well,
to the
if
stores.
You're out and about today, we love the on-the-scene report. So let us know if you're at a Target store this morning and there's a good selection still. Let us know so we know where to send people.
Did you give the phone number?
Well, 651-641-1071. You can also send us an email if you want.
Here's the other thing that people should know, and I can't find the exact number, but usually you have 90 days to return things at Target. With this collection, it's only like 2 weeks. You've got to return things within 2 weeks.
That's interesting.
So So
they really don't want it sitting around. Meanwhile, if you buy more than 10 items, don't even think about going to the self-check at Target.
You know, I went to the self-checkout at a Target with you in Palm Springs. You were only getting like...
a fun memory, Mom.
Is because it was so impressive to me that you know how to do that.
Yes. Well, I do like to overachieve.
Well, you have. I don't understand why you want to do that. I think it's more work than it's worth.
Going to self-check.
And yeah, I think it's much easier to have them, the people who are professionals and mm-hmm. know how to do it.
Well,
check you out.
I find in recent years that there are fewer and fewer of said professionals, and typically Ooh. They are routing you to the self-check. Often there's only one human checking out.
And
you
at Target?
That's why I think this whole thing is like, as if people are abusing the self-check. A lot of times I feel like there's not enough people there.
Do you go? There's always people at Target. Mm-hmm. I should do a commercial people at Target.
You know, I'll tell you, sometimes it feels like it's faster. And sometimes the other day, like I was on the phone and I didn't want to be rude and go to a person. Right. I felt like I would have had to hang up and I wanted to finish my call. And it was easier. I wasn't bothering anyone if I went to self-check.
There weren't people waiting behind you and thinking, how rude.
I wasn't being slow. I just was talking.
Well, I don't know. I just think so. What they've done, and there are certainly other stores that have done it, and others that are following. It will make it twice as fast now that they've limited it to 10 items or less. They're doing this at 200 stores. They've started. They started with a pilot system last fall, and now they have made this the way it goes. And
around 2 in 5 shoppers prefer self-checkout. According to a survey in 2023.
It's younger people
who don't want to talk to anybody. Grant, are you a self-checkout guy?
I'm not a big fan of it because usually I'm with you though. If I'm on the phone, I'm going to do that. I cannot bring my phone up to the register and disrespect the person that's checking me out. But
you know what, Grant?
Yeah.
Anybody could be without the stupid phone for 3 minutes.
I agree with you.
Thank
but
you.
I am 100%. I usually go to the lines. I like the interaction. I've never been a fan of the self-checkout thing. Not a fan of it.
Well, they're going to expand at Target. They're going to expand the number of cashier-staffed lanes, Allie, so you won't have to worry. You will have plenty of people that are helping you, mm-hmm. but they are, you know, obviously they have done a lot of checking on this and mm-hmm. they have decided that this is a better way to go. You know, the only place that I like to go through checkout and like to talk to the people.
Yes.
Trader Joe's.
You have a lot of friends
at
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Grocery stores.
You know, it's so funny
because
any place else, if somebody says to me, so what are your plans today? I want to tell them to just mind their own business.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's, I will tell them everything I'm doing. I will ask them if they want to come over for dinner. I mean, there's something about the people at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
They seem genuine.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that's it.
They've really perfected it. Well, I love the science of this that is going into figuring out what is the right ratio, what is the right limit of this self-checkout versus the full service. So they're playing around with it, and the idea is to try to make it faster and better for more people.
And
so
while we're talking about Target, you know those Stanley cups or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Stanley, what are they called?
Yeah.
They're not a cup. There's Stanley...
Tumblers?
Yeah.
Okay,
The Tumbler.
He wins the prize. Mm-hmm. Grant wins. Okay. So the new collection is coming out.
Yeah.
Very spring looking because we want to make sure everybody is hydrated.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, March 24th.
Okay.
At Target, they will be dropping these.
Are these exclusive Target styles?
Yes.
Oh.
And they're Sunshine Vibes. That's what the collection is called. And they also have another.
Should have gotten you one for your birthday.
Oh, I can't lift it. They're too heavy. They also have the Patio Party collection and the Hearth and Hand with Magnolia collection. So there should be enough for everyone. On March 27th, you can get the Sunshine Vibes collection in the stores in the stores tomorrow, the 24th, online at Target's website on the 27th. And then they have Ice Flow Flip Straw Tumblers.
Oh, my goodness.
That in colors like poppy and aquamarine and marigold. Mm-hmm. And then they will also have their party collection that will hold beer and seltzer and soda and keep them cold.
I wonder
cold
how many
hours.
Different stores they're doing exclusive collections with. Because I think I told you, I was at Dick's Sporting Goods and they had like an entire wall of Stanley. Well,
must be different
tumblers.
Colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing with the, you know, Joanna and Chip Gaines, their Hearth and Hand at with Magnolia at Target stores, mm-hmm. as of April 7th, they will have the classic Stanley lunchbox is returning in two colors, soft blue
goodness.
And marine blue. Mm. It's a 10-quart lunchbox, and it's $55.
Yeah.
There are paper bags that cost a lot less.
This is true.
Okay. Anyway.
That is good for the environment.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's the Target report.
It
when
is.
We get back, we're going to turn our attention to St. Paul. Lots of upheaval on Grand Avenue. And we are going to talk to Madeline Nachbar, who's just been writing about this in Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. That's next on Shop Girls. Don't go away.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
All kinds of stores you want to shop, hidden gems
yes.
and the like. And in the prior issue, there's a big story about all the change and upheaval that we've talked about a little bit on Grand Avenue. And so we had to take it right to the source.
Absolutely.
Madeline Nachbar, style editor for Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. Thanks for joining us, Madeline.
Thank you. And did I hear it's someone's birthday today? Happy birthday, Harmony.
Thank you very much, Madeline.
Well, let's start on Grand, okay? Let's start in St. Paul, and then we'll work our way west. So it seemed like it was just closing after closing, Pottery Barn, J. Crew, like a lot of the nationals wiped out. You started talking to locals and stores that are still there about, like, what is going on? What did you find?
Totally. Yeah, you know, so obviously it's, everyone has seen the news of some, to your point, Allie, those nationals that are closing. And, you know, all of those closures, or a lot of those were owned by that Ohio Teachers Union.
Right.
So there was something kind of fishy going on there, hence kind of all those abrupt closures kind of just working down Grand Avenue. And so I wanted to talk to some of those local independents, you know, to see what's up, what they're thinking about everything. And a lot of them have said, you know, while, you know, change is inevitable in retail,
sure.
it's not always, you know, good press when you see, you know, congested district like Grand Avenue experiencing so many closures like that back to back. But mm-hmm. a lot of them did say that the narrative is really kind of crazy around all of this and that they are, you know, they're remaining committed, hopeful, optimistic. And a lot of them are coming off of super successful holiday seasons and report really strong 2023 sales and just think it's going to roll into 2024. And it sounds like it has.
And mention some of the local stores, because there's some great stores that are on Grand Avenue.
Oh my gosh. There's so many. Yeah. I mean, I spoke with Holly, the owner of Red Balloon, obviously, you know, a staple for Grand Avenue, that amazing bookshop. Talked to Dan with Mischief Toys. You know, of course, you have Golden Fig, that just incredible fine food store.
And these are really unique, one-of-a-kind, special stores by people who have been at this and curating for years.
Yeah, I mean, they're truly retail veterans, and they're really curated kind of niche stores. And I think kind of the consensus and the common denominator among talking to some of these owners is that the craving for that, to your point, that unique special one-of-a-kind experience is
right.
completely alive and well.
Yeah.
yeah.
What's so funny about how things ebb and flow is I remember when Pottery Barn and J. Crew, when the Nationals started arriving
right.
on Grand Avenue, and there was, you know, outrage, and
yeah.
nobody
yeah.
in St. Paul wanted them, and they tried to keep them out, and now everybody's crying that they're gone.
Totally. And, you know, Dan with Mischief and I were talking about, you know, he's like, frankly, he's like, my answer might surprise you as far as what I want to see come in. He's like, I don't have a problem with the Nationals. He's like, you know, congestion and a mixture is good. He's
sure.
like, if things are there, people will come. There's a need for those people, you know, those people. There's going to be people that want to shop big box. There are, of course, those people that want to support, you know, hyper local. He's like, I think I quoted in my article, the only demon he's truly worried about is Amazon. He's like, I don't care if there's a mixture of those locals with nationals.
Yeah. Sure. Well, so what does happen, though? Because Grand Avenue is left with some high-profile vacancies like that whole corner at Victoria and Grand.
Right. Is anything coming that we know about?
I just caught wind of a new... It's interesting because I just wrote about that new Pilates, the former Pilates studio out in Wayzata, Rev Studios.
Yeah.
Another concept similar, a different owner and different concept is coming in to Grand Avenue, locally owned though, and it's Reformer Pilates, which is interesting. I think there's a need for some boutique fitness there because there's an Orange Theory, and other than that, there's nothing locally owned. So that'll be great to see. Mm-hmm. And just for now, I mean, and Rosaline's Candles, I mean, a little bit further down Grand Avenue, more towards like McAllister, where like Patagonia and where the old Grand Catch was. Rosaline's Candle just moved in there last month, which is another local. So and nice to see, you know, once one door closes, another does and it's back open. So. Yeah.
Is the Anthropology spot is sitting open?
That one's still sitting open, yes. And I believe Salou as well. But, you know, you got to think that patio, that space is, you know, that's prime real estate.
I bet it won't stay.
I'd think another restaurant will want to swoop that one up. Yeah.
I wouldn't think it would stay empty for too long.
We're talking to Madeline Nachbar, the style editor for Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. And Madeline, you have had a heavy lift, first of all, with the hotels issue in March. And now April comes and it's Hidden Gems.
Yes, Hidden Gems.
Yes. You know what, Madeline? I just got my issue yesterday. And first of all, I loved the cover. I wanted to run right over to, is it Soundwoven?
Soundwoven Goods, yes. That is a truly, I mean, hidden gem, really. It's over in the Lyndhurst neighborhood. And she opened up about a year and a half ago. And she really focuses solely, I mean, it's such a colorful, just like really happy space. It's minimalistic, but really kind of unique. Reform meets functions, like everyday home goods that are really just like beautiful and kind of hold their own on the shelf or in the kitchen, on the coffee table type of thing. And she, her whole focus is on artists. She draws inspiration from her time living in Morocco and the Pacific Northwest. And I think it's introducing the Twin Cities to a lot of makers we haven't seen, which is always nice because we have so many amazing, talented makers here in our backyard. She brings them from the coast and cities other than Twin Cities.
So you have really put together all of these different little areas and some of the great local shops that people can visit.
We wanted to kind of focus on, you know, that idea of like day tripping or destinations, like you park once and you have plenty of places to hit up. So we, you know, focus on some news stores, but then some of the anchors in the package are some of those districts like a Grand Avenue where you can go maybe grab lunch or brunch. You can pick up a gift for the baby on your list. You can shop for yourself. There's a place for menswear, that kind of thing. So we kind of focused on areas that have highly congested retail.
So in, you know, someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do all the shopping and research.
Yep.
You know, no one better for the job, Madeline. But was there an area that you were like, oh my gosh, I haven't been here in a while. This was really fun.
You know, actually, so I mean, I am a St. Paul girl, so I spend a lot of time over here in Minneapolis as well. It took me out to Lake Street out in Wayzata, and there's a lot of really fun concepts out there. I mean, it's always been busy and really awesome shops, but some like, you know, interior designers have opened up, like Lucy Penfield has a fun little shop there where she curates some of her favorite home goods and she wants to bring, you know, I think that trend with interior designers moving into retail is super unique, right? Like not everyone can afford that full-time interior designer, but shop like designer approved goods. So that's kind of fun.
Great advice. All right. Well, everyone's going to need to pick up this magazine when it comes
April
out.
April issue
of Minneapolis St. Paul, and read about Grand Avenue online now at mspmag.com. Thanks, Madeline.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Happy sunny Saturday, everybody. The sun before the snowstorm. Are we ready?
It's good to get out today.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm okay. I'm okay with a snow day tomorrow.
Yeah. A Sunday especially.
Yeah. Good excuse.
Some good things to watch on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you watching?
Palm Royale. Just started that on
the
Apple.
The Kristen Wiig.
Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin's in it as well.
Yes.
Ricky Martin. You almost recognize him at first.
How do you like it?
Yeah.
I thought he was totally recognizable.
His hair was fixed on his waiter's outfit.
Yeah, I've only watched the first episode. It's good.
Yeah.
It is well done.
Kristen Wiig is great. And so far, Carol Burnett just is in bed.
Yeah.
Like she's almost
I'm excited.
She's going to wake up. I know that.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Okay. Where are we at? What are we doing?
Well, you know, we've been talking about the Royals, unfortunately, because of all of their illnesses. But New York Times ran an article about King Charles hosting a fashion show.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yes, which I thought was very interesting. I mean, I know how interested he is in the environment and gardens and all of that. Mm-hmm. But he, on this past Saturday...
Has he done this before? I swear I'm having deja vu. I feel like we've talked about him doing this.
I mean, I don't remember him doing a fashion show, maybe.
All right.
But there's an exhibit. It isn't a fashion show. It's an exhibition mm-hmm. of garments that are made as part of a collection between King Charles and the designers who I do not know, Vin Cara and Omi Ong, if I'm pronouncing it right. Mm-hmm. Their line is called, or they go by Vin and Omi.
Mm-hmm.
So this opened at Sandringham, however you say it, castle. He's got so many castles and estates, I can't keep up with them.
Yeah.
It's the royal family's private property.
In Norfolk
and
County.
What?
In Norfolk County.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You've been there?
Mm-hmm.
So the designers created clothing for this exhibit called Royal Garden Waste to Fashion Future. And he has another private residence in Gloucester. And all of this stuff came from his gardens, because we know he is a major gardener and he believes so strongly in sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And so he suggested at a gala that they could use the discarded nettle. Now, do you know what nettle is?
Oh, yeah.
Good,
it's something for landscaping stuff.
Well, it's something in the garden. It's from High Grove, and it's a material that they added to their collections of clothes. And these two designers, I didn't know.
It's a plant.
Okay. Among their fans are Kate Moss and Beyonce and Michelle Obama.
Okay.
I don't think they're wearing nettle, but I mean, they like these designers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they said the king is always suggesting projects for them, and they use bog cotton that's found on the property, and all of his waste materials he gives to them to design these clothes. So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's a nice thing. It's always good to...
It's a funny one that
he'd care.
Yeah. But, okay.
So then Isaac Mizrahi, who has been a designer for years, no matter what he's done, he can't seem to quit making clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He closed his first namesake fashion business in the late 1990s. And I know he's done things on QVC. I didn't realize he'd also tried being a stand-up comic and a podcaster, a nightclub crooner, and occasionally an actor. But he eventually always goes back to clothes. And so his latest line is actually on social media that he's put together. Very simple kind of things, gingham jackets, mini skirts, A-line shifts, layered and cropped trousers, T-shirts, all the just sort of normal things, but he's also included accessories like aviator glasses and stud earrings. Mm-hmm. They're sold exclusively on his website, and they're reasonably priced, basically from $50 to $150. He says they're more contemporary than anything I do at the moment. And they do have kind of a, I guess you'd call it a more youthful look to them.
Okay.
So anyway, he says they're influenced.
What's his website? Is it just Isaac Mizrahi?
Just a minute, and I'll tell you in 1 second. It is. It's Isaac Mizrahi, okay. New York, underneath it. Yes. So anyway, I mean, you know, he's taken a page out of the book of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis and Mary Tyler Moore. He thinks they're kind of a timeless quality to the things he's doing now.
Oh.
So,
okay, that
anyway.
Seems generous, but okay.
What do you mean that's generous?
Well, I mean that he's like comparing himself.
He's not comparing himself. He's saying these are the kind of clothes that they
that's
wore.
That's what's inspired him.
Okay. And they're just sort of classic.
All right.
You know.
Very good.
So,
do you want a little Galleria scoop?
Sure, I always like that.
Okay. So, you know that, I mean, it's a time of a little bit of tumult as Southdale ramps up and brings in all these designer stores.
Yep.
There are not a lot of openings at Galleria. There will be a few more, but, one that has been sitting open for a while is the former Gabbert space.
Oh, which right. Never then it was hype.
Ripen, which is a local furniture company that is digital first, and that was too big of a spot for it. It never really felt like Gabbert's became something else. It just felt like Ripen was just squatting in the Gabbert spot.
Yep.
Well, our house, you know, the furniture store that's at the far end, they are going to take over part of that space. They're going to expand.
Not all of it. Okay.
They are expanding. They're going to build a 25,000 square foot showroom, which tells you how big that Gabbert space is because that's only part of it. Yeah. But they're going to move from they'll keep the store at the far end open until the new build out is done, which I think will be, I think it'll be next year. But they are opening in that Gabbert spot. And so then, of course, I said, well, what about the rest of the Gabbert spot? And the Galleria said they are working with, they have some new opportunities and they're working on multiple retailers and kind of doing some reconfiguring of that space.
That's good news because I was worried that, you know, there had been talk some time ago about, you know, could they be building a hotel there or could they be doing things other than retail?
Listen, at one point in time, and I mean, I could dig up the story before the Galleria was sold actually to local owners. There were blueprints to use that as the base, that Gabbert's footprint, and to build up from there and to build a skyscraper, to build either an office or apartment or hotel or something major right there, or to turn it into like a new front entrance or something. Anyway, so this seems more modest, but at least it will fully, you know, occupy that big space. Then I don't know what goes into the our house space. So it's a little bit of, you know, puzzle pieces.
Your house will go there instead of our house. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's the news.
That's all they are announcing right now, but at least they're working on it.
Speaking of fashion in all ways, I saw in Style, a stylist who picked her top four fashion trends for spring. Mm. And even though we may get snow tomorrow, it is spring, right? Officially.
Is it?
Yeah, it was on the 20th.
Oh, your birthday's always in spring?
Well, it usually is the same day every year. So
What's your sign?
What?
What's your sign?
Aries.
Oh, what are Aries? What does that make you?
Just a wonderful
bossy
person. Look that up, Grant, will you?
I'm not sure what the characteristics are of Aries.
I knew.
You don't even know?
I did. I don't pay a lot of attention to that. I did know what Aries...
Okay, we should read your horoscope for your birthday. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Tell us the spring trends.
Well, anyway, so the main things, there were four that they said are definitely going to be trending for spring.
Mm-hmm.
One is the high-rise trouser.
Yeah,
I think people have gotten to be, some people actually hate low rise.
That's so funny. We actually have an email that we were going to talk about from somebody who said that she hates this trend and wants to know where in the world she can find some mid-rise or low-rise pants.
She wants low-rise.
Yeah.
She doesn't want high-rise.
Right.
And yet high-rise is coming in. I don't know why anybody, I shouldn't say that. I guess really skinny people, low-rise is great. If you've got any kind of a middle at all, the high rise kind of fits better and holds everything in place a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, I think that one has to always realize with trends, that's what they are. They're trends. It doesn't mean you have to wear them, and you'll always find enough of the other looks too.
Since we're jumping around.
Okay.
You're an Aries.
Yes, I am.
And your energy is individualistic,
bold.
Brave. And you're, that's about it.
There's not much to me after all. Really? That's it?
I'll see if I can find
There's more, but I just can't remember. But
your daily horoscope for March 23rd.
Ooh, what
is today?
It
is your birthday.
Yep.
And it is.
Yes.
Everyone is deserving of love and respect.
From me?
And if you keep that fact in mind and treat people accordingly, this year you will find that life takes on a happier hue.
So wait.
Try to show some love, lady.
I'm the one that has to be nice to everybody else. Nobody has to be nice to me, even though it's my birthday.
You cannot control how others act.
Oh, but I try.
You can control how you choose to react.
Oh, that's heavy.
Think about
that's
that.
That's really heavy.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I want to just go back to sleep.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to high-rise trousers because I know more about that.
One more trend. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so they are coming in. Obviously, you can always find everything else. But another big trend is the pointed toe slingback. Those are the shoes that are going to be out there. A lot of them with block heels and adjustable, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we started to do the square toe for a minute there.
And the classic polo, but done in a different way, not just like the golf polo. They show one that's a cute sweater with a what do you call it, cable knit look to it. And in white, very fresh looking. And metallic accessories, which we've talked about for a while now. Especially silver as being, you know, just you've got to get some new accessory. Metallic is the way to go for the season.
Very good.
So there you go. You're dressed for success.
Yes. Okay. And we'll come back to the whole high rise, low rise thing a little bit later in the show. When we get back, it's time for Whose Look Is It Anyway? Don't go away. You're listening to Shop Girls. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, while my fashion look of the week has just been sweaters slung over my shoulder.
And t-shirts.
Others are taking it a bit further. Yeah. Bermudas and blazers, cowgirl glam, dresses over pants. You know what it's time for. Whose look is it anyway?
Can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
NAACP Awards?
Sure. Okay. I wasn't invited, but yes. Keke Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know Keke Palmer?
Mm,
well, Keke Palmer is...
I recognize her. What is she?
Well, she's actually the host of Password on television. Now, in fact, she won an Emmy for it. But she's a performer, too. I mean, she's a singer and actress and all.
Very pretty.
She is very pretty. And she was just Tom and Lorenzo, who critique all the fashions. They thought that she was absolutely stunning in an outfit that they said could be basic, but she looks amazing in it. She was wearing a Tom Ford tuxedo jacket, shirt, and bow tie with pants and shoes by Dolce & Gabbana. Black pants, wide leg with a cummerbund. You don't see that very much.
It's a full-on tuxedo.
It is, but it's a white jacket. With satin lapels and a black bow tie, a red rose on her lapel.
Mm-hmm.
She looked classic and I thought quite stunning, actually.
That's fun. Yeah.
You know? Okay. I want to talk about Sydney Sweeney. She's having a moment. I mean, you know, in all of the things that she's been in and is currently doing, her new movie is called Immaculate. It's a horror film. And she brought her grandmas, which I thought was very cute, to the premiere. I think she flew them, did I read, to Italy or something. Anyway, what she was wearing, it's actually perfect because we're going to be talking about Bachman's Flower Show. She basically, the top was a bouquet of flowers.
Yes.
Included with sculptured hands that were holding this bouquet. I mean, she was naked underneath it. She did have black pants. Yes.
Really?
Yes, she was.
Oh.
I talked to Sydney myself.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a three-dimensional top. It's a work of art, obviously. It looks like
very comfortable.
Doesn't it look so uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the bouquet of flowers held by these two arms covered her chest and torso, and then she wore the, you know, on-trend high-waisted black wide leg pant with it. She had her hair slicked back, which I think was the right look for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly a look that you talk about.
I just
about.
Like that she brought her grandmas.
I do, too. I couldn't quite figure out in this picture. There are three ladies.
Grandmas. Well, maybe she has three grandmas.
I think one might be her mother, but it doesn't say, so I'm not sure.
Mm.
I don't know. But anyway, yes, I think that's always a nice thing when the grandmas are remembered. Tell your boys that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Beyonce, because here's my prediction.
Okay.
Beyonce, with all of her power, will now make a cowboy look really important in clothing.
I think it's already happening.
But I think it will be even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
With her new album, that the whole album hasn't come out yet, has it? It's just her Texas Hold'em. And I think one more song.
Yeah, just two songs are out. I believe it comes out the 29th. So we're like about 6 days away. Sometime next week, I think.
Okay.
Thursday. Yeah.
So she was at the Gold Party on Oscars weekend. And she was in full out cowboy mode.
Mm-hmm. She has really committed to
yes,
this look.
Tailored suit by Givenchy. Structured blazer. Cinched with a pin at the waist and flared trousers. Very high heels. Not your typical cowboy boot, and a poplin shirt under it, and black ribbon and chains, and of course the cowboy hat, her Stetson cowboy hat. But I think that the more she will be seen in these next coming months as the album rolls out, she will be wearing nothing but cowboy.
Right. And so are the rest of us going to start feeling like comfortable just putting on a cowboy hat and it not being a costume party?
I'm not going to do any of
that. That's the question. But I mean, I like this. I mean,
she looks good.
Yeah. Of all of the cowboy-esque looks that she has been rocking, this just like classic suit, which is great. If you just took off that little tie and the cowboy hat, it would just look like
It would just be a really nice suit. Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be very pretty.
Yeah, I like it.
But yeah.
I like it.
Her mother.
She can do whatever she wants.
She can. It's Beyonce's world and we just live in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her mother, Tina Knowles, was with her.
Yes.
And a very different look. Hollywood glamour for sure. Off-the-shoulder black sequin dress with a very high slit.
Well, she also does whatever she wants.
Yeah, she works with her a lot.
Yeah.
And in fact, Beyonce said that her mother ran a hair salon and she learned a lot from being there and watching her and seeing what she used to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, should we talk about Mindy Kaling?
Let's do it.
Because I know you love Mindy Kaling.
I do. Like her a lot.
So she was dressed in denim Bermuda shorts.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little bit of
Bermuda
lace
length
at the
yes.
waist.
Mm-hmm.
And then a pinstripe blazer with a bra underneath. So the blazer was open and then a bra underneath and white anklets and kind of a thick loafer.
Mm-hmm. It's a very Hollywood look.
Well, she's not sure she likes it.
Oh,
she
yeah?
Said, yeah.
Oh.
She said, what do you think?
It's a lot.
So,
it's a lot of things going on there.
Do you like Bermuda shorts? Let's start there.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Literally
that's not something I want to go back to. But I remember being into them. I remember wearing those longer. Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's better than the ones that are so short that they don't cover your hoo-ha.
Well, we know you don't like shorts. My goodness.
On certain
Rage
people.
Against
no,
the
no, no,
shorts.
No,
oh, just
no,
on
no.
me. Great,
on
even better.
People, uh-huh. I just think one reaches a certain point that maybe the short shorts are
you
want to
open that
go.
Up again?
No, I don't.
And watch everybody, even on your birthday, tell
no,
you you're wrong.
No, I don't, because I'm looking at you in your cast. I don't want to upset you in any way.
Oh, is that it?
But I don't think that looking at her in these Bermudas, I don't think it's the most flattering length.
Well, I just think this outfit is a lot. She's got this blazer on and it's got like lace stuff all over it and
yeah.
the shorts and the socks. It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Pick
well,
a trend.
I hope she's comfortable.
I'm glad she's recognizing that it might be a little much.
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta do that now.
Yeah,
and then.
I guess so.
Okay. We've got some real debates to get to in the next segment. So don't go away. Another hour of the Shop Girls coming up after the news.